This is HMM's correspondent Killian McPherson with the second episode of Is Radio Dying? Today, we go an hour south to a town called Roxbury, where a radio station broadcasts from called WIOX. Can you introduce yourself and your position at WIOX?
I can, but you're saying that your segment is called Is Radio Dying?
Yes.
That's the segment you're having me on? So if I pass away during our interview, you'll have delivered your promise?
Oh.
Is radio. How about Is Radio Dead? Can we revive it? How about that?
Yes. There we go.
Right. Okay. So I'm Joe Piazzik, and I'm one of the founders of WIOX.
When did WIOX start?
We're still waiting. But it began in 2010 on the air. It began as an idea around 2004. It began with its construction permit when the FCC opened that application window in 2007. It's about 2,000 square feet or more. Beautiful spot in the middle of town in an old building that's updated. It's a place for live performances. It's got an old-fashioned live radio booth, production studio, proper production studio.
How was WIOX affected by the pandemic?
Well, I would have to say that if you put that in present tense, I might have a better time answering that. How is it being affected by the pandemic? Is essentially it is being a place for information about the pandemic, because we have live, local, real-time radio broadcasting. None of our programs, our local programs, are produced, pre-produced. Everybody comes in, you know, once a week. We have 85 volunteers who produce regularly scheduled programming. Some of them are about, you know, the talk shows about conveying information to the community about the controversies that we all face, including COVID. And others are music shows that allow listeners to depart from information about COVID or misinformation or disinformation. But we're not immune to information, misinformation, and disinformation. I don't think anybody's immune to this virus in that way. But we do our best to bandy about information and invite people on the air to talk about their perspectives on it. And we have healthcare professionals too, and real seasoned journalists who are conveying information in real time about the mandates, about the infection counts, the trends, federal, state, local. And we're technically located in Delaware County, but we have a connection to the various healthcare providers in the region, Delaware, Schoharie, Greene, Otsego, Ulster. And just try to be as current and real as we can with accurate information. So has it influenced or affected the station's broadcast? In the front room, yes, because content on the air deals with it. In the back room, very little, other than we wipe things down more than we used to.
So you never went virtual. You always were in person from the start of the pandemic, right?
Right.
So I was doing some reading on your webpage, and I found that you are also an educational radio station. And so I'm just trying to figure out, what does that mean from a normal radio station to an educational radio station?
All right, well, first you have to tell me, what's a normal radio station?
That's fair. I guess I'm thinking more of a commercial, like I guess when I think of a normal radio station, when I'm driving down the road in my car, I think I'm listening to either NPR or our local WOOC. I mean, WOOC isn't normal, I guess. Right. NPR is the big commercial. Right. And I don't think they do much educational stuff. Right. From what I listen to on NPR. I don't know, though.
OK, so NPR is an educational station because their affiliates are licensees, the FCC licensees with an NCE designation. That stands for non-commercial educational. NPR affiliates, at least the ones that I know of, are not commercial stations. They may have a flair and high production value, which one can associate with the commercial broadcasters, but their content and their license designation, their service to community, and their commercial restrictions, just like WIOX has, is the NCE designation, which is non-commercial, educational. So in that realm, you could say that WIOX is educational because of its license designation. Is it also entertaining? Is it also, reflective and responsive and supportive of community interests? Absolutely. Does it sell things? Yes, it sells ideas all the time. Does it sell products? Not directly, but we do have a number of business underwriters that support the station by making contributions in exchange for messaging that thanks them and provides the audience with information on their whereabouts, their services, their products. That's to some ears may sound commercial, but in our case, they're not. They're mini programs about local institutions, some of whom are business institutions. So all of that is under the umbrella of educational. I think if you tune in, you won't not learn something.
Yes. I mean, that's the same for WOOC. I'm always learning stuff through, even when I'm hosting, I'm learning something. What do you think the future of WIOX is, or even a broader spectrum radio? You know, is radio going to die out, or is it going to keep going? I don't think it's going to die out. I think it's just going to evolve personally.
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have the eight ball where you can shake it and, you know, ask it a question and it'll come up with an accurate answer, or as accurate as a crystal ball might. But where's radio going? I think it's going, you know, kind of in many directions at the same time. My hope is that it goes after its audience, is that it goes after its community, and it becomes reflective of its service area and not just beating its service area over the head with, you know, tasteless, wasteful garbage, which much of the commercial band, which is most of the radio band, tends to do.
True.
I think that an important question might be, where is it? Because where things are headed is, you know, off the cliff in one direction, into a brick wall in another, and, you know, into a beautiful skyscape of possibilities on another. My hope is that the latter will prevail, but certainly they will all commingle as they have, you know, in recent history.
We have about a minute left. So in terms of structure, radio stations structure their schedules differently. How do you structure yours?
Oh, that's a good question. So part of the legacy of commercial radio, and I come from commercial radio myself, you know, in the old days, in the 20th century, latter half of the 20th century, where there were kind of tools and tricks of the trade tried on the air as far as scheduling goes to maintain audience and to build an audience. Those strategies fall under the category of dayparting. You know, daypart strategies, and WIOX is daypart programmed. Dayparting just means it follows the lifestyle interests of the audience as understood, and provides programming to complement the mood and the activities of the listening audience. Knowing people don't just sit and look at their radio, they're living their lives with the radio as a companion. So we have news programs in the morning. The 801 with Kent Garrett is on every morning from 8 to 9. It's a soft sell, hardcore news program, very current, all live. It brings the world into the Catskills from that perspective. And then we have, you know, music shows during the day and late at night. We have a strip of programming in the early afternoon, noon, 1 o'clock. We have a strip of talk programming in the evening, early in the week, 6 p.m. The rest is a variety of music from just about any genre you can imagine, hosted by people who either are musicians or who have a deep appreciation and knowledge of the music that they're playing.
And then finally, is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to mention or say?
Yes, I like to say hello to my sister. Hi, Pam. I like to say hello to my wife. Hi, Jane. I like to say hello to the main movers and shakers at WIOX, all 85 of them. And I can start by listing them all, but I think we'll probably run out of time.
Yes.
I thank you very much for discovering our station. And I hope that our two stations can collaborate. And I hope that your program perhaps maybe can see some light on our airwaves.
That would be very, very cool to see. I will try to make that happen.
Thanks to Joe Piazzak for joining me. This has been HMM correspondent Kaylin McPherson reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Another episode of Is Radio Dying?